Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible. The Bible is a collection of books filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语圣经奇境 English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨立旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi everyone, welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is The Old Man Simeon. 8 days after Jesus' birth,Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem so that they could present him to the Lord. They call him Jesus, just as how Mary was told by the angel Gabriel. In the temple, there is this priest, Simeon. Simeon is a good man, and he waits for the Lord.The Holy Spirit had earlier told him that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, Simeon comes to the temple. And while Mary holds infant Jesus in her arms, Simeon comes to her and takes the child in his arms, blessing God.Then turning to Mary, he says, This child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, so that thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and you yourself, a sword, will pierce. Yes.Our story for today reveals the child Jesus after 8 days. 我们今天的故事告诉我们耶稣八天之后的这个故事如何发生。We remember, 我们记得耶稣出生的时候 when Jesus was born, 他就被牧羊人拜访也被贤人拜访。After his birth, Jesus was visited by shepherds and also by wise men. And now, after 8 days, 8 days after, 八天之后 ,8 就是八 ,1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8 ,1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8 ,8 days after Jesus' birth, 就是耶稣诞生八天之后Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. 玛利亚和若瑟带 bring 就是带耶稣 Jesus 耶稣 to the temple in Jerusalem 到耶路撒冷的圣殿 temple 就是圣殿 so that they could present him to the Lord 好让他们可以把他献给天主They call him, 他们叫他耶稣 Jesus. They call him Jesus, 他们叫他耶稣 Just as how Mary was told by the angel Gabriel. 就像那个 Gabriel 天使如何告诉玛利亚。意思是说这个名字不是他们自己想的而是那个天使在在给玛利亚报讯的时候他就告诉他要叫这个小孩耶稣 So, it has been the name that has been given by angel Gabriel. In the temple, 在这个圣殿 there is a priest, 有一个司机 Simeon, 他的名字是 Simeon. Simeon is a good man,Simeon 是一个好人 and he waits for the Lord. 他期待着天主 The Holy Spirit had earlier told him. Holy Spirit 就是圣神，圣神提前早以前就告诉他 that he would not die before seeing the Messiah， 他不会过世，或是说他过世之前 before he would die， 他过世之前他会先看到墨西亚。He will first see the Messiah before he dies. Move by the Spirit. 被这个圣神推动， 西摩王 Simeon comes to the temple. 他来到了圣殿。And while Mary holds infant Jesus in her arms, 当玛利亚抱着耶稣在他的手臂上，Simeon comes to her. 西摩王就靠近着她 and takes the child in her arms. 然后把这个孩子抱在他自己的手臂。Blessing God, 祝福了天主。Then turning to Mary, 然后转身到玛利亚， he says, 告诉他告诉玛利亚， This child is destined for the fall and rise of many.这个小孩就是被预定，很多人会被打败，也被会神起。And to be a sign that will be contradicted， 也是一个标记，会被反对。So that thoughts of many hearts will be revealed， 让好让所很多的人，所有很多的人的心里的那些想法会被露出，会被展现。Reveal 就是展现。And you yourself, a sword will pierce. 那你自己本身会有一个剑刺，会被一个剑刺。我们知道耶稣这个人，这个主，我们所朝拜也所敬爱的天主，他的生命就是让很多人真的是受到神奇，也很多人因为他们的坏心也受到被打败。We know that the life of Jesus, whom we love, whom we worship,will later on be the cause of the rise of many, and all those who are bad, who are not in line with his rule, will be destroyed or will fall. 他们都会被打败。At the early stage, 在这么那么早的这个开始，耶稣就是已经被预言。Jesus has been destined from the words of Simeon， 从这个西摩王的话，他已经预言了耶稣是会什么样的一个人，什么样的一个主。Jesus will be what kind of person, what kind of God, and Mary will have her share， 玛利亚也会有她的份，她会被这个剑被刺。Of course, we know that she will not be really be pierced with a sword, but the events will pierce her heart. 我们知道玛利亚后来也不是真正的被剑刺了，而是因为这个她在生命中所经验到的一些挑战，这一些痛苦，就像一个剑刺了她的心。Now we pray with Simeon that we who see our Savior Jesus will really be with him after we pass from this life. 因此跟我们西摩王也一起期待期望，让我们在看到耶稣我们的救主也后来到我们过世之前也会跟他在一起在天堂。So, hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English. share our story to your friends and family. Goodbye and God bless.